It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado schools will be closed through at least mid-April. Governor Polis issued an order late Wednesday, which takes effect next week. That means Colorado parents should prepare for children to be out of school longer than originally anticipated. It's an effort to contain the spread of the new coronavirus. Many of the state's schools were already on extended spring break. RTD says it has seen a 60% drop in ridership over coronavirus fears. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD carried about 350,000 people a day at this time last year. Now, that's more like 140,000. That huge drop is likely causing a big hit to RTD's bottom line. The agency's chief executive said last week it had enough money in reserves to keep operations going for 6 to 12 weeks. But RTD has yet to announce any major cuts to bus and train service. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The state says anywhere between 10 to 12,000 people have filed for unemployment this week. The Department of Labor and Employment says it's trying to match people who aren't working with industries that will need extra help as COVID-19 progresses. Joe Barella is with the state.
Definitely, I would say there are openings for skilled workers in the healthcare industry, the care industry, such as early childhood education, or even our nursing and assisted living centers, and grocery stores are hiring.
The time between filing for unemployment and receiving benefits is about 4 to 6 weeks. Colorado National Guard members are getting a pay raise. Governor Polis signed that bill into law Wednesday. It increases the daily pay rate from $20 to $88. The governor activates the National Guard for some of the state's most serious disasters, such as the floods in 2013 and this coronavirus outbreak. The measure passed the legislature unanimously. There is rain and snow for much of the state for the first days of spring. Highs will stay only in the 30s around Denver today, maybe reach 40 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.